It happens to the best of us. From Fender Bender to Twisted Frame, Twin Ridge Collision Center in Mount Airy, Maryland can bring your car back to life with economical, high-quality repairs. We work with your insurance company and find the right approach to make your collision damage look like it never happened. Twin Ridge Collision Center uses advanced base coats and clear coats with our precision auto paint color matching techniques in our state-of-the-art car-sized paint booth. Twin Ridge Collision Center can touch up lease turnbacks. We've done a lot of race cars, and we can help you restore that showroom look to your classic car, too. You can find Twin Ridge Collision Center on Frederick.com. That's Twin Ridge Collision Center on Frederick.com.
Hey, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Ken Courtney Show on AreaRadio.com. People, music, events, live. Proud sponsors of Frederick.com.
HowardCounty.com.
And FairfaxVA.com.
And MontgomeryCountyMD.com.
And SendBobMoney.com.
Hey, that's what we got to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, contribute now.
That's right. So how you doing, Mr. Courtney?
If it got any better, I could hardly stand it. We keep picking up new sponsors. We got Twin Ridge Collision. We got Welding Plus. Checkered Flag Auto Parts is coming on board, too.
Ooh. Yeah, man. Good.
I've been talking to them for about a year about coming on board Frederick.com. And, you know, I walked in there, and the guy said, "How much is that again?" And, you know, I talked to him about it and we sat down with it. And he said, "Okay, we got to do this. Come back tomorrow."
Good deal.
Yeah. So
what else is going on in your life? Are you in the studio doing anything?
Yes, we are recording a new CD.
Really?
And going back to our Scottish roots here. Got a lot of good Scottish songs.
French. And you're not Scottish.
And besides English. Yeah, actual, genuine, real English song.
Great.
Yeah.
So could we maybe get like a preview of some of the songs tonight?
Well, why don't we try doing the title song?
Okay, sure.
All right.
Hark where the night is falling. Hark, hear the pipes in calling loudly and proudly calling down through the glen. There where the hills are sleeping. Now feel the flood a leaping high as the spirits of the old island men. Towering in gallant pain.
The title cut off the new CD then, huh?
It is indeed. Scotland the Brave.
Sweet.
So it's more of a Scottish bent to this one.
Yeah. All right. So there's going to be like the Boran in there and, you know, all different kinds of instruments. And, you know.
Yeah, and we're going to try and talk everybody we can into doing this. Can I name names?
Sure.
Oh, okay. Well, because Sheree's going to be on it.
She's Wow.
She's got the 12-string that she plays here on the podcast. We've got Zephyrina the Gypsy is going to be on it.
Yeah.
Well, we could also say Angela Giardina is also going to be on it.
That's right.
Got a whole bunch of people.
Good deal. Well,
Julie Murphy, too.
Oh, nice. Nice. Talk about dropping some names.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Yeah. So, boy, hadn't the weather been beautiful here lately? Considering what the weather's been, you know, throughout places.
The farmers are asking for more rain now.
Yeah.
They need more rain. They, you know, I had one of the farmers talking to me the other day, and, you know, just say it could use more rain. It's been beautiful for us because, you know, it hasn't been raining, and we can do anything we want.
Yeah.
But, you know, without the rain, you know, the price of corn goes up, and the price of corn going up, dairy goes up because all the cows are fed by feedlot, you know, with the corn and everything, and then... You know, of course, 10% of a lot of gasolines are now ethanol, so that can go up with all the crop failures that they've had because of the floods. You know,
Floods
just, you know, wiped out a lot of what was the corn there. They might have a late season corn.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be planting some short season corn for that.
Good deal.
You know, in Mexico, they have a number of different types of corn that are often identified by different colors.
Maize.
Do you say actually maize in Spanish?
Maize.
Yeah.
And so maize is what they have there. And if they're identified by different colors for the growing season.
Oh.
So they have a continuous supply of corn. And, you know, we think of like sweet yellow corn as the ultimate corn. But there are so many other different types of corns or maize.
Maize. You know, I like the kind of corn that comes out during the, you know, like, October, November, the different colored corn, and around here they call it the Indian corn.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's really good stuff.
Well, that's part of that maize tradition.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Put a little bit of garlic in with the water when you boil it, and oh, is that good.
Or, you know, what works really well, too, is marjoram. Put a whole bunch of marjoram in there.
You can have your oil-based butter. No. I like real butter.
I think in Yankee land they have a tendency to say marjoram.
Uh-huh.
But we say marjoram down there. It's M-A-J-O-R-E-M. It's kind of like oregano.
Oh, not margarine. Marjoram. The spice. Yeah.
People say majorum up here. But marjoram is what they say down there.
I thought you meant margarine, you know, like that. Weird stuff. Did you know that stuff actually is not yellow?
And they have to put a food dye in it.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day, we used to get your tub of margarine, and then they used to come with their own little packet that you used to color it with.
Yeah, see, instead of, it's white naturally, right?
Yeah. So.
I think I vaguely remember Blue Bonnet in its primordial days. Yes. Was white, wasn't it?
Yeah, yes it was.
Everything's better with
Blue Bonnet on it. Oh, so I heard that you had my son in the studio last night, too.
Yeah, Bryce is quite the engineer. You know, I was astounded how he knew all the hotkeys and everything for our recording software. And, you know, he's quite talented. Takes after his dad, I guess.
Well, no, what it is when he's supposed to be homeschooling, he goes and plays around with all the different programs instead of actually doing his schoolwork. So, Bryce, I know you're going to be listening to this, so make sure, you know, you do your schoolwork and you can still play around with your programs.
Well, I think, you know, so much of the future is going to be computers that, you know, being able to play on a computer and really understand it is like, you know, like when I was a kid, I used to play with books. Like, when I get books for Christmas, you know, I'd be just, you know, delighted, and I'd tear through them, and I just, you know, loved the books when I was a kid.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, I think nowadays, you know, the kids that are, you know, delighted with computers and want to play around with them are the ones that have the big advantage. So even though it's not, you know, goal-directed in his research, he's still doing research on electronics.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Now, when you were growing up, what was your favorite book growing up?
This was Railroading by George B. Abdill.
Oh, all right. So you like more of the fact, not the fiction. You like more of the historical.
Oh, absolutely. I'm an historian, geographer, to the nth degree. I love to read history books and books about places and people.
Well, so do I. But my favorite growing up was A Tale of Two Cities.
Oh yeah, we did that. I think around eighth grade.
Yeah,
we read that when I was in. That was McMaine at the time.
Yeah.
And it became McMain Magnet School. They changed the name of it. And it was, it's preparation for a college prep mm-hmm. school that mm-hmm. they call Ben Franklin High School in New Orleans. That's where I graduated from.
Before. Well, we won't hold that against you.
Yeah. I was a real preppy.
Did you wear the Docksiders, you know, and the...
They didn't have Docksiders then.
Yes, they did.
No, they didn't.
Have you ever watched the Leave It to Beaver shows? Ward used to always wear the Docksider shoes.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they call them Docksiders then?
No, not the Docksiders that we... Not the leather with the strap, but the old boat shoes, the canvas Docksiders.
Oh, deck shoes.
Deck shoes,
we call
yeah.
them deck shoes.
Okay, deck shoes. Yeah,
yeah. Well, it's a Southern Yacht Club thing.
Yeah.
You know, everybody used to hang out at SYC in New Orleans. It's the big yacht club on Lake Pontchartrain.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, half of the school that I went to, their parents were in SYC. And so, you know, crew boats was just normal procedure, you know. And
oh,
so
yeah.
if you didn't have deck shoes, you didn't crew boats.
That's right.
And that meant you had to stay on the pier, and nobody wanted to stay on the pier.
Heck no. How about singing us another song, Mr. Courtney? Is that doable?
Sure, we could do that.
The song of Gypsy Davy rang enchanted.
Crunch time at fair.
Crunch time.
Yeah, because Wednesday is our summer youth day.
Yay!
Yay! So we have some crunching that we have to do on Saturday to make sure that we're completely ready for the patrons to come in.
All right.
So yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Oh, man, we're going to be doing a lot of the songs from the CD, at the fair. And so a lot of this is new stuff that is, rarely done or even never done at the fair.
Uh-huh.
I've never heard once the Standard on a Braes of Mar sung at the fair.
Neither have I.
And I've heard it done as a pipe tune.
Well, now, don't Bells and Motley do that, though?
Standard on a Braes of Mar?
Yeah.
Not that I know of.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Because they would be the only ones I could think of that would actually do that.
Right, right. But I don't think they do. I'm pretty sure they don't do that one.
Okay. All right.
And because I know the Bells of Motley very well.
They're
very good friends. And, I can't wait to see them. In fact, I was just thinking about them the other day, hoping things are going well with them. And got to figure out a way to have them over for a podcast.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
We could feed them while they're over here, too, you know.
You bet. Yeah. John's a great guy.
Oh, man. Yeah. Both of them are. Yeah. They're both terrific people.
Well, I'm bad with names, so I don't remember his wife's name.
Extraordinarily talented.
Oh, just definitely.
Just mind-bogglingly talented.
Absolutely. And this is AreaRadio.com. People, music, events, live. Proud sponsors of Frederick.com.
Yeah. So we have enough time to squeeze in this song?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, let's squeeze it in. This is off the new CD.
Once again, like I said, this is AreaRadio.com, and we are proud sponsors of AreaRadio.com, Frederick.com.
That we are.
So, that being said, we're going to hear a couple other fantastic sponsors of Frederick.com, and we will be back shortly.
Beans and Bagels at 49 East Patrick Street in Frederick, Maryland. Beans and Bagels has a convenient downtown Frederick location with fast carryout and room for dine-in, too. At Beans and Bagels, have a good breakfast or lunch and enjoy excellent coffees, teas, and specialty drinks. Why go out for lunch when the Beans and Bagels catering service can save you valuable time? Beans and Bagels catering service helps your office add that special touch to your meeting or party. Beans and Bagels, serving the freshest products available. Keyword beans on Frederick.com.
Gypsy. We've got Zephyrina the Gypsy here.
Yes.
And I thought I could smell your wagons in the back.
The camels are really strong tonight.
Oh, is that the camels?
Yes, and the pigs in the back.
Okay. Now, why did you bring camels this time?
They are pulling the horse that the wagon is
with. Oh, okay. You see, got rid of the horses.
Yes, for now. Yeah. They're resting.
They're resting. The horses are resting.
Yes. And then with the
Where are they resting?
Back in the horse barn.
Back in the horse. I didn't know Gypsies had barns.
I'm renting it.
You rent a barn?
Yes.
Oh, okay. It's one of those little porta barns.
That's it. And when the horses are wild, they start running off and the barn goes with them. So they have a house wherever they go.
Oh, I see. Four on wheels.
Yes, that's how we do it.
That's why you call it Gypsies.
Yes.
So you've got wisdom.
Roaming horses, too. I have many.
Roaming horses.
Very wise.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I've got some from Yogi T. The little ones.
That's the little bags.
The little bag, the little rating on the little bags.
Can you see that?
Very, very hard.
That's very tiny.
Yes, so I have a magnifying glass in front of my face. Life is a chance.
Life is a chance.
Love is infinity.
Love is infinity.
Grace is reality.
Grace is reality. Well, let's see. If life is a chance, that means we should spend more time at the casino.
And that would be good.
And love is infinity.
Yes.
It's this. Was it Dr. Ben Casey had this man, woman, you know, birth, death, infinity thing?
I don't remember. I remember Ben Casey. Yes, yeah. I do, but I don't remember.
Yeah,
they had this
doctor with the really, really curly hair in the beginning, and he'd write this stuff on the beginning of Dr. Ben Casey, and they had the thing with the thing that looked like a figure eight
infinity
on its side. It was infinity, so that must have meant love.
I don't remember that, but that would be a good. Yes.
And you're talking about Princess Grace. Where is she from, Monaco?
That is where I found her.
You found her?
Yes, she was over there.
She was in Monaco.
She lies to
me. I don't think so.
Uh-oh. It wasn't her then.
I guess she's not reality anymore.
No, she's...
So Grace used to be reality.
Right.
That's certainly
that
true
was.
Of our times.
That was somebody else then. But I have another one.
You have another one?
Yes. It's Let Your Manners Speak For You.
Oh, if you let your manners speak for you, that's a good thing.
If you have good manners.
If you have good manners.
Yes, and everybody can say, oh, look, they were brought up well, they have good manners.
But what if you're mismannered?
Mismannered, then you're not, you need to learn some good ones.
So you go to mismanners to learn how to not be mismannered.
Yes, that is exactly right.
You're very astute. A student.
Yes, you can
yes,
be.
Yes,
oh,
that's a German
student. Manners,
stute.
Yes.
It's like Stuttgart.
All right.
Yes, okay.
Yes. I've got one more. It's okay. About manners.
Oh, good.
The test of good manners. Oh, by the way, it happened to me. I'll tell you in a minute.
Oh, okay.
The test of good manners is to be patient with bad ones.
Bad manners. You mean there's more credit in being abused by fools than being praised by rogues?
That would be it. Now, see, that was it. Because I was abused by fools with my camels pulling the wagon today. You should have seen how many people were telling me how many humps my camel has.
Humpty Dumpty
had a big
hump.
They were putting up the fingers to show me how many camels I had today.
One hump,
and one finger went up. Was
I understand
them.
Yes. They must think you're Arab.
They're bad-mannered people.
Oh, man.
I know.
That's just, no. Is that the, were you in New Jersey?
Not recently.
It wasn't New Jersey.
No.
Because they salute like that in New Jersey.
Oh, I thought it was all about how many humps my camel had.
Your one hump.
Yes.
No, but if you were in New Jersey, they'd have been saluting you.
Oh, then I should go to New Jersey and let them salute me all the way along that freeway they have there.
It's called a turnpike.
A turnpike that they have there. It's not any signs until you pass where you need to go.
Yes. All you need is the number.
That's it.
See, if you passed exit 11, what's next? Could
10.
Be either 10 or 9 10. Or 12.
Yes.
You never know.
It
depends on if you go northbound or southbound.
And you don't know till you
get
there.
Have 11A has been put in the middle.
One thing about camels and a wagon, if you get stuck and you're going the wrong way when you're not supposed to go that way,
right.
You can turn around and go the other way. Just cross over that that middle thing.
Right?
Yes.
The camels can do that.
Yes, because we don't have to worry about getting off at the exit and going around. And
I guess they think that's an emergency vehicle.
It is.
So you can get away with that.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So you don't get flashed with the lights.
Yes, we get flashed with the fingers. They're saluting all the time.
Oh, that's true.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, very good being here again. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, thank you, Zephyrina. Zephyrina the Gypsy. Always a delight.
The Grapevine Home and Garden Accessories. The Grapevine, located in the heart of the beautiful historic district of downtown Frederick at 117 East Patrick Street, is a refreshing alternative to those so-called superstore home centers. At the Grapevine, you'll find the finishing touches for your home and garden that you could look for years and never find anywhere else. After all, the details matter. Look for the Grapevine on Frederick.com, keyword Grapevine. Chef's Outlet in historic downtown Frederick, Maryland is your source for professional supplies for your parties, church events, corporate functions, and sensible home food preparation. You can save money by cooking in quantity and still get that delicious taste you can only find when dining out. Chef Dave can show you how. You'll love having the Chef's Outlet advantage. Chef's Outlet is at 321 East 5th Street behind Food Pro. And you can find Chef's Outlet on Frederick.com. That's keywords, Chef's Outlet on Frederick.com.
Hey, we're back.
Hey, we have liftoff. We have liftoff. We did a countdown, but I think everybody missed the countdown.
Yes, they did.
Do you want to go to space?
Ground control to Major Tom.
No, Major Bob.
Major Bob. That's right. Take
what
your
if they have
protein
tankers in space?
Pills and put your helmet on.
Sorry, fellas, you're running out of oxygen. Take the Valium.
Yeah, so this way, it don't matter.
All right. And so, you know, we got a lot of new sponsors on Frederick.com.
Yeah.
So many people are signing on so fast. The internet really has exploded in ways you can hardly imagine. In fact, between today and the next couple of days, they're switching servers again. They're migrating the entire system. Because we've overloaded our current server.
Wow.
We hit over 1,500,000 people looking at the
site.
This
is not a call-in show, people. We appreciate your support, but this is not a call-in radio show. This is not Don Imus. This is not Howard Stern.
We ought to answer that sometime. And just
We should.
You know, it'd be funny if somebody called in and they're going, hey, you know, you're on the radio.
That's
no,
it.
I'm not. No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. You don't mind if you're on the radio, do you? It's too late.
On it.
Yeah, really.
So they had to switch servers. They had to get a bigger server.
And doing it in the next 3 days. And the amount of memory that Frederick.com is going to have available and their total bandwidth will exceed the entire Department of Defense memory that they had during the time when I was in the Navy.
Wow.
So the figures are mind-boggling. I mean, just, tens of thousands of gigabytes.
But then again, remember, when you were in the Navy, the computer would fit in this whole room.
Well, when I was in the Navy, they had these little pieces of wood that they moved along. A little piece of dowel.
It was an abacus for your binary system, right?
There you go. To go along with the sailing ships.
Absolutely.
You remember when steam came in? Man, did that ever change anything or what?
Used
to be total fresh air when you'd be out at sea, suddenly you had this pungent coal smoke all the time.
Oh, yeah.
That really sucked.
I bet.
Yeah, really. It's a heck of a changeover.
Yep.
Yeah.
How about a song?
That sounds like a great one. Let's move to an Irish song.
Oh, all right.
Tim Finnegan lived in Watling Street, a gentleman Irish, mighty odd. Had a tongue both rich and sweet, and a rise in the world he got.
in Paris or the Timberland way. With the love of the liquor food, Tim was born to help him on his way. Each day a drop of the Grazer every morn. Tacos and now thanks to you for around the foyer, daughter shape. Wasn't it the truth? I told you lots of fun at Finnegan's way. One morning Tim was rather full. His head fell heavy, which made him shake. Fell from the ladder and broke his skull as they carried him home, his corpse to wake. They wrapped him up in an ice cream sheet, laid him out on the floor to death, with a gallon of whiskey at his feet and a barrel of porter at his head. Fuck, better now dance with your partner around the lawyer trotter shape. Wasn't it the truth? I told you lots of fun at Finnegan's way. His coat was set full at the wake, and Mrs. Finnegan called for lunch. First they brought in tin cakes and pipes, tobacco and whiskey punch. The video Carter began to cry. Such a neat, clean corpse did you ever see?
Yeah, California, why did you die?
Holla, holla, your dog, says Patty McGee. Why go to Betty now, dance to your march around the foyer, trying to shake. Wasn't it the truth? I told you lots of fun at Finnegan's wake. Then Finney O'Connor took up the moan. Biddy, says she, you're wrong, I'm sure. Then Biddy gave her a belt in the garden, left her scarlet on the floor. Then a mighty warded rage was woman to woman and man to man. Shillelagh lawed it all engage in a row and a ruction soon began. Buck over daddy down next to your partner around the foyer trotter shake. Wasn't it the truth? I told you lots of fun at Finnegan's wake. Low, he ducked his head when a noggin of whiskey flew at him. Missed him falling on the bed, the liquor splattered over Tim.
Me daddy revives and see how he rises. Timothy rising from the bed says, bleep your whiskey round like blazes. Thunder and crazes, do you think I'm dead?
Oh, daddy now, thanks to your partner around the foyer, trotter shape. Wasn't it the truth? I told you lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake.
Finnegan's Wake.
Yes, it was. Fourth and Spring Garden in Philadelphia. You were just doing some stuff in Philadelphia, weren't you?
Yes, I was. I was doing some ADR for the movie that I was in, Preservation.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it was quite the experience.
No, yeah. And you were doing voiceovers.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Now what were some of the voices that you used?
Well, I used the voice that I did when I was in the movie.
And what, pray tell, was that voice?
Hey, boy, where are you going? You best not be going with them girls. There's going to be you-know-what to pay.
Sort of like a Deliverance style.
Stick up backwoods, guy. Now, what part of the country would that have been?
Actually, this is taking place in the mountains of Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's right.
Around the Jim Thorpe area.
Jim Thorpe, yes.
Yeah, I played a deranged, crazy old taxidermist.
There's lots of Irish history back in there. Molly Maguire's.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what an incredible thing. You know, we did the soundtrack for one of the documentaries on the Molly Maguire's a while back. Yeah, sounds great. It's on YouTube. If you do a search for Kent Courtney on YouTube, one of the things that you'll come up with is the that Molly Maguire soundtrack we did.
Oh, great.
Yeah, yeah.
So, what was this you were telling me about Amtrak? They're having a new training session for their employees or something?
Yes, yes, yes. They're going to start screening baggage and see if there's anything in there. They're going to go through all your personal articles to see what you're bringing on the train. And they're doing this not because of a security threat, but just to heighten the level of security.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it makes you wonder if somebody's going to hijack a train and, you know, smash it into the Pentagon or something.
Well, if memory serves me correctly, the closest railroad tracks is quite a ways away from the Pentagon.
Well, then why do they need the heightened security on the train tracks?
Well, because you have 30th Street Station, you have Grand Central Station, which a lot of people gather in.
Oh, yeah. So you're going to run the train full speed into the train station.
Into the back of another train.
But they're electric trains. There's no gasoline or any fuel on them.
Yeah.
They're powered by electricity.
Yeah, I realize this, but maybe they're thinking of the casualties, not necessarily the...
Not the kaboom factor.
Yeah, not the kaboom factor. Just the loss of life factor. Maybe. I don't know.
I'm just, I'm a little concerned, when they're looking a little bit too much through my baggage.
That's right. I don't know. No one looking at my smalls.
when you go on a train, you figure, it's the safest form of transportation in the world, bar none.
You bet.
By passenger miles, they have less than the
except for fatalities. The stranded cow on the rail,
The cows have it tough.
Yeah.
But the passenger travel on a train is the safest passenger travel of any type of transportation per passenger mile. Incredibly safe.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
So, what are we going to be doing?
So, I'm still going to ride the trains a lot.
Well, so am I. I still plan on. I mean, I'll just make sure that, I make sure my underwear is definitely real, real, real clean before I go on a train, So this way, if they go short, cruising through, I'll do it military-wise. I'll press them in little 6-inch squares and put them in there. And, we are AerieRadio.com, which is people, music, events, and we're live and proud sponsors of Frederick.com.
We're live as of the time we're broadcasting this.
That's right.
We're live. But after,
well, we're not dead.
You never know. 107,000 years from now, we might be.
Yeah.
You never know.
You
never know what's going to happen in the next 7,000 years.
That's right. We could be like on Futurama, the cartoon Futurama. It'll just be our heads in a little pickle jar, and we can still talk, and we're still cognitive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes you think, though, average people, they kind of strive for mediocrity and to amuse themselves. But, it's always possible to strive for something greater, to be much bigger than you really are.
Yeah.
And I think it's important that all of us should strive to do our best in everything that we can. I think the idea of greatness is within the grasp of all of us.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of becoming, much, much better than what you are. And it takes a little bit of extra effort. It takes some self-discipline, and it takes staying away from the television and doing other things instead, and like listening to Aerie Radio.
Oh, of course, yeah.
And it allows you to achieve a potential that maybe you hadn't even realized you had if you just give yourself a little bit of extra push.
Absolutely. Sometimes a little push is all you need.
That's exactly right.
Yep, that's how I learned how to swim. I was on the pier, and my dad said, push.
Push. Well, what was that ghost story we were hearing the other day of somebody who got pushed down the steps? Oh, man. That happens, to some people.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. We're in somewhat of a haunted house here.
There is definitely some type of paranormal energy that is in this particular residence here, yes.
And, the phrase paranormal is interesting. You say paranormal, what is normal to begin with?
Yeah.
And if you look at paranormal, it implies that it's something that's abnormal. And really, I bet there are a lot more spirits than there are living beings.
Oh, I wouldn't take that bet.
Which makes us the ab or paranormal people.
Well, in the immortal words of Marty Feldman.
Immortal, that's a good word to say.
Yeah. Who's to say who's normal?
Who's to say who's normal?
It's right. It's Igor.
In the year of our Lord, 1806, we set sail from a cold Keokuk. We were bound far away with a cargo of bricks for the fine city hall of New York. What a very fine craft, she was rigged for an aft. And oh, how the wild winds drove her. She had 24 masts and withstood several blasts.
Three masts, actually. as a bear, and the skipper of the Irish Rover.
You know, the Courtney's are from Blair, too.
We had 1 million bales of old Billy Goat's tails. We had 2 million buckets of stones. We had 3 million sides of old
to be one huge ship.
That was one large ship. Yes, it was large.
5 million dogs, 4 million hogs, five million bags of rocks.
6 million barrels of mortar.
Yes.
That's a lot of mortar.
Yes. Let me guess, the ship was all hull.
All hull.
That's right.
Well, actually, 23 or 24 masts, depending upon whose account you take.
That's right.
Some say 23, some say 24.
Well, I want to thank you very much. This is the end of the show.
No way. Yes. Are you serious?
Yes.
We're gone.
We're going to be like Magellan.
Around the world.
No, we're history, bud. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Under the Sun in Frederick, Maryland has bikes, ski equipment, snowboards, and skateboards, plus all your outerwear and safety gear. The Under the Sun Sports Advantage includes an on-site repair department and a knowledgeable sales staff that's out there doing it. All our new bikes are assembled by professional bicycle mechanics. Get it set up right. Bring your bike in for a tune-up. Pad up. Get the best fit. Get the Under the Sun Sports Advantage and gear up to bike, ski, skate, and snow at Under the Sun. Keywords Under the Sun on Frederick.com. Southern States Cooperative, bringing home energy solutions for your family. Southern States has energy solutions you can depend on. Since we began petroleum operations in 1938, Southern States has built a reputation for delivering superior products and services to the communities we serve. A reputation built on the commitment of our local dealers, who are dedicated to your satisfaction. From premium fuel additives for advanced performance to delivery drivers who make sure you get the fuel when you need it, Southern States in Frederick, Maryland has the energy solutions you can depend on to meet your needs reliably and economically. Keywords, Southern States on Frederick.com.
Oye Amigos at Los Trios Restaurant in Frederick, Maryland. Every day is a fiesta. Los Trios Restaurant on West Patrick Street serves Tex-Mex and Salvadorian food for your familia. At Los Trios Restaurant, lunches start at $5.99. For dinner at Los Trios Restaurant, you can try the Salvadorian specials like the steak ranchero or the plantanos. Fried plantains to make your mouth water. Or real tacos, the way they're supposed to be made. The sopa de mariscos is a visual delight with fish, shrimp, crab, mussels, and scallops. We also have a kids' menu at Los Trios Restaurant. That's Los Trios Restaurant. Keywords, Los Trios on Frederick.com.